With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting the United States is blaming Iran for weekend attacks by Yemen's Houthis. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan said the U.S. holds Iran responsible for Sunday's attacks on civilian and military vessels in the Red Sea.
We have every reason to believe that these attacks, while they were launched by the Houthis in Yemen, were fully enabled by Iran.
Sullivan said U.S. officials were discussing establishing military escorts for ships in the Red Sea to ensure safe passage. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Meanwhile, the Biden administration is urging Congress to fund Ukraine in its war against Russia. White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says voting against more Ukraine aid sends a clear signal.
I believe that any member of Congress who does not support funding for Ukraine is voting for an outcome that will make it easier for Putin to prevail. That is, a vote against supporting Ukraine is a vote to improve Putin's strategic position. That's just an inescapable reality. That's not speaking to someone's motive, why they chose to vote against it. That's just speaking to the outcome of their vote.
Meanwhile, Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky will address U.S. senators by video during a classified meeting Tuesday. Prosecutors have charged a man with four counts of murder for the fatal shootings of three homeless men in Los Angeles and a suburban resident last month. Prosecutors say Jared Joseph Powell faces other charges, including robbery. The 33-year-old is scheduled to appear in court for arraignment later today. He was initially arrested as a suspect in a deadly shooting during a robbery at a home. Authorities then identified Powell as a suspect in the killings of the three homeless men after investigators found a gun in his car linked to those shootings. This is SRN News. Gay marriage is gaining acceptance in parts of Asia.
The region is generally considered to be socially conservative and has been for centuries. But according to a poll from the Pew Research Center, nearly 70% of the people in Japan now believe that homosexuals should be allowed to legally wed. 65% of people in Vietnam feel the same way, as do about 60% of those in Hong Kong. India is split on the issue, while strong majorities in Indonesia and Malaysia oppose gay marriage. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom is condemning the surge in anti-Semitism across Europe that has followed the October 7th Hamas attacks on Israel. The commission says the type of anti-Semitic violence occurring today is disturbingly reminiscent of vandalism and destruction of Jewish homes, businesses, and holy sites that took place under the authority of the Nazis in Germany. This is SRN News. Later this week, we'll find out how the job market fared last month.
The Labor Department releases the November employment report on Friday. Economists predict that non-farm employers added 175,000 jobs last month. That would be up from the previous month when the economy added a modest 150,000 jobs. Analysts say October's job growth was solid enough to suggest that the economy remains sturdy and many companies still want to grow their payrolls. Rich Thomason reporting.
Alaska Air Group has agreed to buy Hawaiian Airlines in a $1.9 billion deal, including debt. The airlines announced the agreement Sunday. The acquisition still needs the blessing of U.S. regulators, which have shown resistance to more consolidation within the airline industry out of fear it could lead to higher airfares. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.